بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with the assistance, the help, the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah mentioned in this particular statement of the Basmala as Ar-Rahman, which implies that Allah has a mercy, a rahmah that extends, that is general, that everyone gets to experience, the wicked as well as the righteous. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in this statement as Ar-Rahim, meaning He has a mercy, a rahmah, that is exclusively for the believers. And may Allah place us amongst those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Ar-Rahim. We ask for Allah's help, we ask for Allah's assistance, we ask for Allah's forgiveness, we ask that Allah protect us even from the burden of our evil deeds. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah Azza wa Jal. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah, something that we can't be arrogant about, because we know it of Allah who grants the tawfiq in the hearts of those who He calls and gives the ability to worship Him. For we know that both the will and the ability come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For there are those who had the will to be here but didn't have the ability, and there are those who had the ability to be here but didn't have the will. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us with tawfiq, both the will and the ability, and the ability to worship Him. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ayat of Quran when Allah calling on the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. Allah is calling on the believer, all you who believe, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jumu'ah, hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave off everything else, quit everything else, even if you're in the middle of a business transaction. Today we talk about a very important subject, a very important topic, and this topic is really plaguing the hearts of the world. If we look how one group of people, one nation, one race treats another race just because they are of another skin color or they are of another tribe, this is truly a disease of the heart. And this is the sunnah of Shaytan, who Shaytan He said he didn't bow down to Adam alayhi salam. He said, Ana khayrun minhu, I am better than him. I'm made of fire and he is made of clay. So we know that this is surely a sunnah of shaitan, a path, a way of shaitan. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah doesn't plague our hearts with this disease of racism. And we know if you look around the world, if you visit the history of South Africa, you'll see South Africa was plagued by apartheid, where one group of people oppressed and they took property from another group of people just because of the color of their skin. If you look in Rwanda and look at the history of Rwanda, you see how one tribe oppressed another tribe just for being a part of another tribe. If you look at the history of Sudan, if you look at America's history, just 40 years ago, how you had separate drinking fountains for black people and separate restrooms for white people, how you had a situation where black people weren't afforded the same opportunity to go to the same schools as the white people of America. And this was the disease of racism. We have to really know the history of Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown versus Board of Education. And we look at Jim Crow, how black people were considered three-fifths of a human being. And this is the history even in America. We know this is the disease of the heart. When you have a situation where racism is institutionalized, and the media perpetuates the thinking of one race is better than another, and people are victimized, become victims of the information that they receive. And we know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to deal with the same issues during his time. The issues of unsuriyah, of racism, the issues of asabiyah, tribalism, the issues of thawmiyah, which was nationalism. The Arab society suffered in their hearts from asabiyah, from tribal loyalty. If you look at the history of the Arabs, how one tribe, the tribe of Bakr, the Bakr tribe, and the tribe of Taglib, these tribes, they went back and forth, shedding blood between each other. Why? Because of a very simple issue. The death of a she-camel. They fought each other because one tribe member killed a she-camel that belonged to another tribe member. If you look at the tribes of Abbas and the tribes of Dubyan, these tribes fought each other for years. Why did they fight each other? Because of the simple issue of a horse race being lost. Blood being shed because of the simple issue of a horse race being lost. This was the climate that the Prophet ﷺ had to deal with. How the Prophet ﷺ had to bring together different tribes. And he was given this ability by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at the Muhajirun and the Ansar, before uniting the Muhajirun and the Ansar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when going into Medina, he had to first unite the Al-Ansar of Medina. And Al-Ansar was divided into two tribes, Al-Aus and Al-Khazraj. Al-Aus and Al-Khazraj. And both of these tribes, they were actually blood related to each other. But they fought each other for years. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the challenge of bringing these two tribes together to make one, the Al-Ansar, the helpers. And Allah says in the Quran, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْبَقَتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah says in the Quran, and He has united their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could have not united their hearts, but Allah united them. Certainly He is Almighty, All Wise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it wasn't you that united their hearts, Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united the people's hearts. And if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had enough wealth to pay each tribe to become united, he couldn't do it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to unite their hearts. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the challenge of uniting the Muhajirun and the Ansar. And the Ansar, they were those of Medina. And the Muhajirun, they were those who migrated to Medina. They had no money. They had left their families behind. They had no homes. And the Ansar, they took them in. They took them in, giving from their wealth. If you look at the story of Sa'd, how he offered Abdurrahman ibn Awf, how he offered him of his wealth. He offered him to be of his family. He offered him shelter. This was the attitude of the Ansar. They had in their hearts an attribute called al-ibad. This is selflessness. Selflessness. Having the ability to give from your wealth. Having the ability to give from what Allah has blessed you with. And Allah says in the Quran, explaining the attitudes of the Ansar, He says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَعَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Allah says in the Quran, and they give food in spite of their love for it. They love food, but they still give food to the needy and the orphan and the captive. Saying, we feed you seeking Allah's face only, seeking Allah's countenance only. We wish no reward nor thanks from you. This was the attitude of Al-Ansar. And this is how our attitude has to be towards each other. Islam, there's a concept of Ukhuwatul Islam, the brotherhood and the sisterhood of Islam. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. He says, the believers are but a single brotherhood. And Allah used the word in this particular ayah, إِنَّمَا إِنَّمَا. And this brings emphasis. It brings emphasis, but it also brings restriction. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is restricting the brotherhood to the mu'minun, to the believers. To the believers, we are united based on taqwa, based on tawheed, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the unification of the Muslim is bigger than blood relations. Blood relations aren't as big as the unification of the Muslims based on taqwa. If we look at your best friend, the best friend should be chosen because of the taqwa, because of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we know the reality that the brotherhood of Islam is the long-lasting brotherhood. As we look in the Quran, Allah said in the Quran, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Friends on that day will be enemies to one another except those who have taqwa. Friends on that day will be enemies to one another except those who have taqwa. So the true brotherhood is the brotherhood of the Muslims. We don't fall to the thing as unsuriya, racism. We shouldn't allow asabiyya to divide our hearts, tribal loyalty. We shouldn't allow qawmiyya, nationalism, to divide our hearts. If we look at the example of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he befriended an individual named Bilal ibn Rabah. Bilal al-Habashi. Bilal was what? He was from Abyssinia. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he saw Bilal being beaten. He saw Bilal being beaten by a slave master, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who was a pure Arab, he ran to the aid of his brother, Bilal ibn Rabah, who was from what? He was from Habasha. He was from Abyssinia during that time. While Bilal was being beaten, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was willing to offer anything. He was willing to offer of his wealth. If we look at Ayman, who was a black woman, she was what? She was the wet nurse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pointed one day to Ayman radiallahu anha, and he said, "Who's going to marry this woman of paradise? Who's going to marry this woman of paradise?" And Zayd ibn Haritha stepped up. If we look at Usama ibn Zayd was, he was of the order, he was the son of Ayman, a black woman. So Usama ibn Zayd was also of dark skin, and he led the Muslims, he was the commander of the Muslim army. Salman al-Farisi was a Persian. He was a Persian. During the Battle of Khandaq, it was Salman al-Farisi who gave that advice to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rest of the Sahaba to build a trench around Medina. This is Salman al-Farisi. And we look at what? Shuhayb al-Rumi. He was from Rome. This has always been the attribute of Islam. The diversity is our strength. The diversity is our strength. And it's not the races that separate us. This is not what separates us. This brings us together. As Allah says in the Quran, He built us into nations and tribes so that we get to know each other, not despise each other. Why, as Muslims, we make salah? In the morning when we make salah, you have a brother from Lebanon, you have a brother from America, you have a brother from India, you have a brother from Pakistan, all in need for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And myself leading salah, and when I make a mistake in salah, somebody from India, somebody from Pakistan, somebody from China may correct me in my salah. And if you go to any country, what unites us, the Arabic language in Quran, the Arabic language, the language of the Quran and the Sunnah. If I was in China, I may not know how to communicate. I may not know how to communicate with the people, but when I hear the adhan being called, I know exactly what I'm being called to. And when I'm being led in salat, I know that the Imam is reciting Al-Fatiha. This is the beauty of Islam, how during the month of Ramadan, no matter what race, no matter what tribe, no matter what nation you are in, we all have to fast during the month of Ramadan. During the Hajj season, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter if you're black, you're white, you're Chinese, you're Pakistani, no matter where you're from, we all have to put on the ihram. We all have to put on the ihram. Two sheets, bringing, destroying Asabiyya, destroying Thawmiyya, Umsuriyya, destroying the racism that lies in the hearts of the people. So this is our deen. This is deen al-haq. We have to realize and I told out by reading this ayah of Quran, as Allah says in the Quran, "See you not that Allah sends down water, rain from the sky, and we produce therewith fruits of various colors, and among the mountains are streaks, white and red, of varying colors, and varying in others that are black. And likewise men and moving creatures and beasts and cattle are of various colors. It is only those who have knowledge amongst his slaves that fear Allah. Verily Allah is almighty, all forgiving." Why be racist over something you have no choice in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed us into nations and tribes. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing this and bringing us together as one. And what unites us is taqwa. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Masjid al-Taqwa, we have a very excellent opportunity. I look out into this crowd where we're all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I see beautiful faces from different tribes, from different races. And this is our strength. There's not many communities, and I visit many communities. Many communities aren't blessed with this blessing that we have of diversity. You may go to a masjid and they have all African Americans. You may go to a masjid where it's all Arab. You may go to a masjid where it's all Indian. But as I look into this crowd today of beautiful faces, I see we all are from different tribes and different nations, but we're all here remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our strength at Masjid al-Taqwa, and we have to cherish this strength and get to know each other and strengthen the brotherhood at Masjid al-Taqwa. We're inviting you all out this Sunday, where we have the opportunity to get to know one another. We have an event at Masjid al-Taqwa, and what we are promoting, the campaign is uquwa. The campaign is brotherhood. This Sunday, we are bringing together everybody from Masjid al-Taqwa, celebrating our diversity, celebrating the fact that we all need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the event is at 2 p.m. At 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Please come out. Bring your families. Bring your families. This is our strength. Our diversity is our strength. And we have to come together as one. Please come out this Sunday. We are asking. Everybody is invited. There is going to be food. And there is going to be brotherhood and sisterhood. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah will bless us to become more stronger and stronger. To where we represent Pasadena, and we're calling Pasadena to Islam. And the world right now needs the example of diversity. And may Allah continue to make us that example. May Allah continue to strengthen our brotherhood. May Allah continue to strengthen our sisterhood. May Allah cause not our hearts to be divided. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.